RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by press review, today in history, focus, and news in brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Strengthening Indonesia's diversity becomes responsibility of all components of the nation. Indonesia will become a developed country if it can be able to increase its science and technology. Indonesian Minister of Trade asked India to lower import duty on palm oil. Now the news in details. Muslim intellectual Ajumardi Azra, in a press conference after the ceremony of LIPI Sarwono Awards and scientific oration Sarwono Prawiro Harjo Memorial Lecture at LIPI Auditorium Jakarta on Wednesday, to media said, Indonesia is the richest country in the world for the richness of tribes, cultures, and arts compared to other countries. Even Indonesia has abundant natural resources from various provinces. According to him, with the diversity, all components of the nation must take full responsibility for maintaining and preserving what belongs to Indonesia. The diversity must be strengthened, not just the responsibility of government and government agencies, but all of Indonesian people. It must be started from the family. Our children should be given awareness, understanding to respect each other. The differences of religion, intercultural, even on cross-country boundaries. Meanwhile, Ajumardi Azra also stated to keep the diversity of Indonesia needs mutual awareness to respect each other. According to him, the awareness should be continuously grown by Indonesian people both from family, school, and wide community. Indonesia must be able to develop science and technology to compete with other countries. Mastering of science and technology is a must to face a global dimensions challenge. It was said by the Minister of National Development Planning, head of Bappenas, Bambang Brojonegoro, at the event of LIPI Sarwono Awards and scientific oration of Sarwono Prawiro Harjo Memorial Lecture at the LIPI Auditorium Jakarta on Wednesday. Bambang Brojonegoro said Indonesia must be independent by developing their own science and technology.
Indonesia hanya bisa menjadi negara maju kalau Indonesia sudah bisa.
Indonesia can be a developed country if Indonesia has been able to develop its own science on the world level. No single developed country can advance without its power of science and technology. So it is not just applying, borrowing or buying science and technology from other countries, but we must develop ourselves.
Dari luar negeri atau dari negara lain, tapi dia harus mengembangkan sendiri.
In addition, Minister Bambang Brojonegoro said that currently Indonesia is staying in the middle-income trap. According to him, mastering of science and technology becomes one of the defining factors for Indonesia to be able to break away from the middle-income trap. Moreover, Minister Bambang said the master of science and technology will have a strong political influence compared with the state in lack of science. Indonesian Minister of Trade Enggartia Stolokita said that the government of India recently raised the import duty on the export of crude palm oil in Indonesia up to 100%. The country raised the import duty of commodity to 15% from the previous 7.5% after the opening of the Technical Consultation Forum held on Wednesday, August 23rd, at the Ministry of Trade. He explained that Indonesia enjoys a very large surplus of trade with India, and therefore, it will be very careful in responding to the increase of import duty. In a meeting with India's Ministry of Food Processed Industries, Shadfi Niranjan Choti, on Wednesday, August 23rd, Minister of Trade Enggartia Stolokita conveyed Indonesia's objection to the Indian government's policy.
Nanti kan ada Menteri India datang.
There will be an Indian minister coming. Minister of State for Food Processing Industries will come. We will talk. Later, we will convey our and their objections to protect their products, and we must talk. We have to lobby.
Enggar Tiasto Lukita further explained, Indonesia has requested export duty to be returned to its original value. The value of Indonesia's trade with India during January to May 2017 was $7.68 billion, up from the same period last year of $4.82 billion. In January to May 2017, Indonesia's export to India amounted to $5.95 billion and imports $1.73 billion. This news comes to you from Merry World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian Minister of Research, Technology and Higher Education, M. Nasir, together with a number of educational practitioners, joined in Assembly Rector of State University, Indonesian Rector Forum, and Private University Association of Indonesia met Indonesian President Joko Widodo at the State Palace, Jakarta, Wednesday, August 23rd. After the meeting, Minister M. Nasir conveyed the meeting was held related to efforts to develop higher education in Indonesia, as well as to anticipate the development of education. The minister said that President Joko Widodo has given directions so that the Indonesian education can respond to all developments. According to the president, education in Indonesia must have fundamental changes, including in aspects of teaching and learning, licensing, and regulation of education.
Bapak Presiden telah memberikan arahan.
The President has given direction to us. Namely, we want to respond to a rapid change. Colleagues can no longer just look at our usual business, so that we must respond to the world's developments as quickly as possible, with the changes as soon as possible. So what kind of education process later? What kind of licensing process? This is what we have to do, reform.
Furthermore, Indonesian Minister of Research, Technology and Higher Education, M. Nasir, said that although the ministry has implemented some changes in the education world in Indonesia, it should be done more thoroughly in all parts of Indonesia. Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sport, Imam Nahrawi, said that 2017 SEA Games in Malaysia will be a lesson and evaluation for Indonesia ahead of the upcoming 2018 Asian Games in Indonesia. This was conveyed by the minister after the meeting with Indonesian President Joko Widodo on Wednesday, August 23rd at the State Palace, Jakarta. According to him, there are several incidents that received the attention of the Indonesian government in the implementation of the 2017 SEA Games. The minister mentioned the incidents of installing the Indonesian flag logo in the SEA Games bulletin becomes one of the important lessons in organizing an interstate competition. Another thing that also gets attention is the lack of facilities provided by the organizers for the athletes and officials.
This has become an evaluation in Indonesia because we will host the Asian Games. So the booklets, transportation, food and other coordination issues must be fully prepared from now.
Meanwhile, related to several incidents that occurred in some sports that are considered harmful to Indonesia, Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sport Imam Nahrawi mentioned the systematic intimidation experienced by some athletes. The minister also mentioned incidents that occurred in soccer and sepak takraw. In connection with this, the minister stated that Indonesia has conveyed protests to the organizers, so it will not happen again. Nevertheless, the minister asserted those incidents do not affect the athletes to continue to compete and give the best achievement for Indonesia. Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sport Imam Nahrawi specifically met President Joko Widodo at the State Palace, Jakarta, Wednesday afternoon. The meeting was a request submitted by Minister Imam Nahrawi to report on the development of Indonesia's participation in the 2017 SEA Games in Malaysia. In the meeting, Minister of Youth and Sport Imam Nahrawi conveyed the achievements of Indonesian athletes in the SEA Games up to the fifth day since it started on August 19. Indonesia is in the fifth position in the SEA Games with 15 gold, 16 silver and 28 bronze medals under Malaysia, Vietnam, Singapore and Thailand. Related to this, according to Minister Imam Nahrawi, the president gives spirits and motivation to every athlete to make every effort to achieve victory in every sport events.
Bapak Presiden telah memberikan arahan.
The President has given direction to us. Namely, we want to respond to our rapid change. Colleagues can no longer just look at our usual business, so that we must respond to the world's developments as quickly as possible, with the changes as soon as possible. So what kind of education process later? What kind of licensing process? This is what we have to do, reform.
Minister Imam Nahrawi further said that the Indonesian athlete's achievement in SEA Games 2017 Malaysia is full of surprises. The surprise came from several sports that produced medals beyond its set target. Surprises also came from sports that were previously targeted to achieve maximum points but failed with silver achievement, as in athletic sports. Indonesia's trade performance is getting better every year. Director General of National Export Development, Indonesian Ministry of Trade, Arlinda said, Indonesia's non-oil export in the first semester of 2017 rose by 5.6% compared to the achievement in the first half of the previous year. At the opening of the Technical Consultation Forum, held on Wednesday, August 23rd, at the Ministry of Trade, she explained that the growth is influenced by the performance of the world economy, especially in the Indonesian trading partner countries. In addition, through various policies, the government is always raising competitiveness, market diversifications, and export products. The government continues to initiate various kinds of cooperation to improve the competitiveness of export products and encourage the increasing number of export-oriented business actors, one of them through cooperations with Indonesia Exim Bank or Indonesia Export Financing Institution.
The scope of the Memorandum of Understanding that we signed is the facilitating national export financing, which consists of financing, guaranteeing or insurance for exporters, then activities to increase the capacity of exporters, activities to develop and promote export for exporters, as well as exchange of data and information in the framework of export development cooperation.
Arlinda further explained that the cooperation will be implemented through empowering program of exporters of small and medium enterprises through training and technical guidance. Indonesia Exim Bank will also provide facilities, export products development support, and expansions of new market access, especially to non-traditional markets. Indonesia's Exim Bank financing support for small and medium enterprises export during the first half of 2017 is 11.5% or 11.12 trillion rupiah of the total financing of 96.82 trillion rupiah. Meanwhile, the insurance and guarantee are 8.41 trillion rupiah and 9.97 trillion rupiah, respectively. That was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, with our commentary for today, entitling Changes in Indonesia-Vietnam Relation. Secretary General of the Central Committee of Vietnamese Communist Party, Nguyen Phu Trong, has an official visit to Indonesia from August 22nd to 24th. It is the first visit since two countries established this strategic partnership relationship, coinciding with the commemoration of Asian 50th anniversary. It also has a special and new meaning in the relationship between the two countries in all fields. Vietnam and Indonesia have established diplomatic contacts since December 30, 1955. The traditional Vietnamese-Indonesian friendship relationship is built on a solid foundation established by Vietnam President Ho Chi Minh and Indonesian President Sukarno. It has been nurtured and built by leaders and people of both countries from generation to generation, and has been well developed both in bilateral and multilateral terms, especially within the framework of ASEAN. Vietnam and Indonesia have many similarities, namely, as members of ASEAN, the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum, APEC, and many other regional and international organizations and forums. For Indonesia, Vietnam is an important and potential partner. On the other hand, Vietnam sees Indonesia's role and position as one of the most influential countries in ASEAN. To date, Vietnam is the first and only country in ASEAN to develop strategic partnership relations with Indonesia. However, over the past few years, there has been an increasing trend in the number of Vietnamese vessels and fishermen catching fish in Indonesian sea territory and had collided with Indonesian vessels and Indonesian territory. The reason is that until now, there has been no clear boundaries line between the two countries. Currently, Indonesia and Vietnam are working hard to pursue a comprehensive mechanism to address the problem. The official visit by Secretary General Nguyen Putrong in Indonesia is expected to open a new page of relations between Vietnam and Indonesia. Hopefully, the two countries will be able to maintain and enhance the good relation that has been well established so far. That was commentary. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, welcome back to our regular segment of Today in History from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. We start from an event which occurred on August 24, 1962, when Televisi Republik Indonesia, or TVRI, airs for the first time. TVRI is the first television station in Indonesia, which aired on August 24, 1962. The first broadcast aired the 17th Republic of Indonesia's independent state from the State Palace, Jakarta. At the time, the broadcast was still monochrome or black and white. Then on August 24, 1962, TVRI aired for the live broadcast of the Asian Games 4th opening ceremony from Gelora Bung Karno Main Stadium, Jakarta. On October 20, 1963, President Sukarno issued Presidential Decree No. 215-1963 on the establishment of TVRI Foundation. In Indonesia, every August 24 is celebrated as National Television Day. On the same date, on August 24, 1989, the first private television stations in Indonesia, Raja Wali Citra Televisi Indonesia, or RCTI, was inaugurated. 1 year later, also on August 24th, Indonesia's second private television, Surya Citra Televisi, or SCTV, was launched. Let's move to an event on August 24, 1941, when Adolf Hitler officially stopped T4 action, the Nazi program for the systematic murder of the disabled. T4 action was a Nazi program that was officially going on between 1939 and 1941, and throughout that time, Adolf Hitler had committed a systematic killing of 200,000 to 250,000 people with genetic disorders. After 1941, the killings became unofficial and less systematic. The T4 program was developed under the Nazi policy of racial health, a belief that the German people should be clean from unhealthy racial elements, including disabled people. This program became the pioneer of the Holocaust program against the Jews in the European continent. We end today in history with an event on August 24, 2006, when the International Astronomical Union decides to change the status of Pluto, which was previously the planet, to become a dwarf planet. Since the discovery of Pluto in 1930 by Clyde William Tombaugh, astronomers have incorporated Pluto in the category of planets in the solar system. At the conference held on August 24, 2006 in Czechoslovakia, astronomers who incorporated in the International Astronomical Union, IAU, decided that Pluto was not included in the planet category. According to astronomers, Pluto cannot be categorized as a planet because of its small-sized orbit. The size of Pluto's orbit is slightly below the orbit of Neptune. The size of the Pluto planet is much smaller than the other 8 planets in the solar system. Listener, that was today in history of our RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Today in history, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with Focus, entitling In Facing Asian Community, Lampung determined all professions must have certificate of expertise. Lampung Provincial's government declared all professions have certificate of expertise. This is a consequence of the enactment of the Asian Economic Community. To that end, the government of Lampung Province targets all professions to have certificates. The provincial's government of Lampung, in cooperation with the National Agency for National Certification, held a workshop on harmonization of cross-sector competency certification and referencing to Asian Qualification Reference Framework in Bandar Lampung on Friday. The event was attended by Head of Human Resources Development Agency of Lampung Province, Fahrizal Darminte, industry associations and professions, training institutes, and leaders of high schools and vocational schools. In the workshop, Fahrizal Darminto said, if the participants want to compete in the Asian level, they must have a certificate to correct processing procedure. For example, banana chips that have been the mainstay culinary products Lampung. The banana chips that are sold must be produced by certified workers so that their quality and health are guaranteed and able to compete globally. He said that as a follow-up to the implementation of the Asian Economic Community, mutual recognition agreements is applied to mutual recognition of professions in each country. There are several recognized mutual recognition agreements professions such as tourism, accounting, and engineering. Fahrizal Darminto hopes that agricultural sector to map superior products so that local workers and local products can compete in Asia. Workers' credibility and product quality are not only nationally certified and recognized, but are expected to meet global standards and qualifications. Meanwhile, the expert staff for governance, law and politics, Teresia Sormin, when opening the event, hopes, through this activity, education and training qualifications in each country can be in accordance with the Asian Qualification Reference Framework. This agreement is expected to minimize any gaps that may arise due to differences in the level of qualification in each Asian country. It is then applied voluntarily by Asian member states who are ready to cross-reference competency standards and qualification in certain areas of employment. Teresia Sormin also said that certification is expected to contribute to reducing unemployment and poverty in Lampung, improving the bargaining position of local workers so that implementation of MEA can improve the standard of living and community welfare. That was Focus. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Welcome back, listener. Here is news in brief. Muslim intellectual Jumardi Azra, in a press conference after the ceremony of LIPI Sarwono Awards and Scientific Oration Sarwono Prawiro Harjo Memorial Lecture at LIPI Auditorium Jakarta on Wednesday to the media, said, Indonesia is the richest country in the world for the richness of tribes, cultures, and arts compared to other countries. Indonesia must be able to develop science and technology to compete with other countries. Indonesian Minister of Trade Enggartiasto Lukita said the government of India recently raised the import duty on the export of crude palm oil in Indonesia up to 100%. Indonesian Minister of Research, Technology and Higher Education M. Nasir, together with a number of educational practitioners, joins in Assembly Rector of State Universities, Indonesian Rector Forum, and Private University Association of Indonesia, met Indonesian President Joko Widodo at the State Palace, Jakarta. Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sport Imam Nahrawi specifically met President Joko Widodo at the State Palace, Jakarta. The meeting was a request submitted by Minister Imam Nahrawi to report on the development of Indonesia's participation in the 2017 SEA Games in Malaysia. Listener, that was News in Brief over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id. You're You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, we meet again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary art, fine art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. Today, we will give you an information about Dundu Dake Dance from Manggarai, East Nusa Tenggara. Keep listening. The commemoration of the 72nd Independence Day of the Republic of Indonesia was held vibrantly in Manggarai Regency, East Nusa Tenggara. There are thousands of dancers performing Dundu Dake Dance. After the flag ceremony at Motangrua Ruteng Field on Thursday, August 17, 2017, the harmony of movement was accompanied by the sound of gongs and drums. The sounds were successfully hypnotized thousands of spectators to watch the dance performed in the middle of the field located in the heart of Ruteng, the capital of Manggarai Regency. This colossal dance involving high school and junior high school students from 40 schools in Langke Rembong sub-regency. Interestingly, thousands of dancers stand according to a determined formation that follows the formation of number 17, 8, and 72. Listener, in Manggarai language, Dundu means a call for women, especially those from Chibal sub-regency. Another gentle call for women is Ndu, and Dake means to dance freely. So, Dundu Dake means a typical dance of Manggarai women. Dundu Dake also means dancing women. The women are encouraged to dance even being embraced by a man while dancing. The dance also shows the spirit and independence of Manggarai people as the rhythm is adjusted with the heat of the drum. Dundu Dake dance is performed by women and men. The female dancers wear the ikat songke weaving sarong from Manggarai combined with kebaya, scarves and palibalo headbands, a songke pattern scarves and beiro or Manggarai custom clothes. The male dancers wear a songke sarong. They are required to use a red handkerchief which symbolizing courage and love. The male dancers use sapu or destar on the head. The dance is usually performed during wedding ceremonies and traditional ceremonies like congkol lokap or traditional house cleaning ceremonies, village gratitude ritual, panti custom ceremony, Thanksgiving party after the harvest of or the turnover of the year. The local government of Manggarai Regency continues to preserve Dundu Dake traditional dance by making it a local curriculum of teaching at the schools. Dundu Dake dance itself has marked two Mori records at the same time in 2011. The records are achieved for Dundu Dake dance with the most participants with 2011 people and the dance that requires the most songke show with 2,011 sheets. Dun Dun Dagga Dance, which is performed approximately for 1 hour by lively 1,500 participants, is aimed to welcome the participants of Tour de Flores 2017, also received an award from Indonesian World Achievement Institution, LAPRIT. Listeners, that was today's edition of Indonesian Wonderful Today with the topic Dun Dun Dagga Dance. Tomorrow, we will meet again with other interesting topics. See you and sampai jumpa.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. With me, Nuka, in our miscellany for today. And in today's edition of miscellany, we will talk about National Technology Resurgence Day. Stay tuned. Listener, August 10 is annually celebrated as National Technology Resurgence Day, or known as HARTEKNAS. HARTEKNAS is an important event in history of technological revival in Indonesia, beginning with the inaugural flight of N250 Gatot Kaca aircraft on August 10, 1995 in Bandung. The work of the nation's children proves that Indonesia has succeeded in developing the spirits of innovative science and technology, which then produce a national innovation product that will start to go international. The historic event on August 10, 1995 was originally intended as a gold gift of Indonesia's 50th independence anniversary. Nevertheless, in its journey, due to the political response and considerable community support, August 10 served as an important event in history for the science and technology of the Indonesian nation. Through Presidential Decree No. 71, 1995, August 10 was set as National Technology Resurgence Day. Makassar City, South Sulawesi, is appointed to be the host of the 22nd National Technology Resurgence Day on August 10, 2017. Makassar is chosen as the host because it is considered to be one of the areas that possess considerable potentials in terms of agriculture, fishery, plantations, mining, and tourism. HARTEKNAS 2017 is centered in Center Point of Indonesia with the theme Maritime Development-Based Innovation. The event is attended by President Joko Widodo and Mr. Technology in Indonesia, B.J. Habibie. The election of Center Point of Indonesia as the location of National Technology Resurgence Day is that the location of the Center Point of Indonesia, or CPI, is in the middle of the sea. It is in accordance with the maritime theme that simplifies all forms of products to be exhibited. There are fast boats, amphibious ships and boats, people ships equipped with technology and fishing boats completed with GPS. All the products on display are the innovation of the work of the nation's children who have been tested. In addition to Maritime Innovation Product Exhibition, there is also an exhibition about innovation in agriculture, such as seeds and fertilizer to plant rice that can double the production. The innovation has been done by Thailand that makes the country never import rice because it's always surplus. Listener, And that was Miscellany for today's edition with the topic National Technology Resurgence Day. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. We will meet again in the next Miscellany. Sampai jumpa.
Again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia. Hello listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, welcome back with me in the regular Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian songs. In today's edition, we present an Indonesian group band, namely Potret. Listener, to start the music segment, I'll present a song entitled Terbujuk. Happy listening.
Kau kamu rasakan, kau kamu paham.
Potret is a band from Jakarta that was formed in 1995, consisting of five personnel: Meli Guslau, the vocalist; Nikita Dompas, guitarist; Anto Hood, the bassist; Mary Kasiman, keyboardist; and Aksan Schumann, drummer. In November 1995, Potret launched its debut album entitled Potret. The song Terbujuk that you've just heard was the leading song in the album Potret. By relying on this song, the album Potret sold out up to 50,000 copies. Since then, Potret stays in the top position in the Indonesian music industry. This success doesn't make them feel complacent. Even they become more excited to keep working. 2 years later, the group, which led by Meli Guslau, came back to release a new album entitled Potret 2. Listener, before we go back to listen to the songs of Potret, let's enjoy the next song, Salah. Happy listening. Album was released in 1997 with the first single entitled Salah. Through the straightforward and simple lyrics and rap by easy listening music, the song Salah then well received by Indonesian pop music lovers. This song brought up to the theme about infidelity which occurred in a relationship. After returning to success through the song Salah, the second single released in this album was Mak Jomblak. This song is still carrying easy listening music. It tells about Mak Jomblang, a people who mediate to convey a person's feeling to others. Uniquely, in this song, exactly, the Mak Jomblang is falling in love with the person who will be married. After the success of the second single again, Potrat released their third single entitled Bunda. Through the third single, they succeed to source its name higher by carrying the theme of a mother's love, Bunda. Until now, Bunda often plays in conjunction with the commemoration of Mother's Day. Listener, now here at the last two songs from Potrat entitled Mak Jomblang and Bunda especially to you. The two songs will end today's music corner. Enjoy the songs, listener, and sampai jumpa.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Jadi derita tangan halus. mengangkat tubuh ini. Jiwa, raga, dan seluruh hidup rela dia berikan. Kata mereka, diriku selalu dimanja. Kata mereka, diriku
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.